Yep, I can hear you fine.
Great, great. Okay, here we go. Well, it's back to school time again, and that means time to pack lunches. But some of the questions might come up of just how do you pack a healthy one? That's certainly the push that most schools are going for. What are the things you should have in there? We're going to talk today to Dr. Keith Cantor, nutrition expert, and also has a book out called The Green Box League of Nutritious Justice, and we'll talk to him about as well. Dr. Cantor, good to have you with us on the program.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, this is something I think that concerns mothers all the time. First of all, is it nutritious? And second, are the kids going to eat it? I guess those are two questions, aren't they?
That's right. That's part of the problem they have with the school lunches. They're trying to make them nutritious, but the kids don't like it. So there's, at least the reports show, there's a huge amount of waste in the new school lunch programs.
Yeah, there really is. And I know there's been some controversy about that because... If obviously they're not going to eat it, it isn't good either. So what are some of the things that the parents can do to make more nutritious lunches?
Okay, well, first of all, get the children involved in making the lunch. That's a key to it. If you get them involved in making the lunch and then make it appealing and, of course, healthy, and I'll give you some tips on how to make it healthy, obviously, but if you get them involved... Then they take ownership of it, and that's very important. So they don't take the lunch that you're getting, throw it away, and buy a couple packs of M&Ms.
What I would have done a long time ago.
Right, which sort of defeats the purpose of it. So getting them involved is one thing. Making it look appealing to the eye is another. Make it colorful. Now, there's something called a bento box, B-E-N-T-O, which is just a box that's all in sections that you could put inside of a...
Oh, yeah, very, very popular at Japanese restaurants.
Yeah, you could put it inside of your lunch box, and you could separate things, and you could make it, look colorful. I'll tell you what to avoid, first of all. Avoid almost any prepackaged foods. Like the Lunchables and things like that. They have lots of additives and preservatives in it, and that's been shown not to be good for them, and it doesn't help their learning abilities at all. I would also avoid packing any sugary juices and sports drinks or sodas.
Yeah, those are, people are a lot of drinking those... kind of power drinks too.
They contain
with caffeine and stuff.
That's right. There's either a lot of caffeine in them or sugar and things like that. So you want to include water. A thermos with water or some container. A safe container that doesn't have the BPH container with water. But let the kids get involved. So you take the water, put it in a pitcher the night before, and let them squeeze in with their fingers and get it all ushy. Cut up a lemon or a lime and let them squeeze it in and get their fingers all messy. And kids just love that. Then just take out the pits and stuff like that. You can even leave the fruit in it overnight. And then put it in a thermos for them or some type of reusable water bottle and let them drink that. Now they made it, so
right.
They'll drink it.
They kind of have ownership of it a little bit.
That's right. And that by itself is probably the biggest thing because basically the United States in general, but our kids especially, are addicted to sugar.
Well, that's true. Yep.
So if we could stop the sugary drinks like the Juicy Juice type drinks, which either has sugar or sugar substitutes, none of which are really good for you except for stevia. That's the only one that I see no problem with. Then when they drink water, that would cut down a large amount on the calories, and it's obviously much healthy for you because we need water. We want to keep the kids hydrated. It'll help with their... if they're dehydrated, they get tired, and our body mixes up also when it's thirsty and when it's hungry because it doesn't know. So we may be thirsty and we think we're hungry and we just consume more calories, and that's why we have an obesity epidemic in the country.
Yeah, and those drinks with the sugar that say, you know, concentrated, that's just concentrated sugar. That's
oh, well, they don't call it sugar. They call it a high fructose corn syrup or
You
know, all the different names, but that's not good for you. And water is good for you. And if they put in some fruit, especially lemons and limes, which makes it a little alkaline, alkaline water is good for you because it... You know, in general, we're too acidic, and that causes a whole bunch of other problems. Because of our Western diet, we have an acidic diet.
So that's good to have that. What are some of the big good choices in for packing?
Okay, well, first of all, you want to divide it up, and about half of the meal should be fruits and vegetables. So, you know, in that bento box. And then about a quarter of it should be a protein, and about a quarter of it should be like a healthy fat, like hummus or guacamole and things like that. And if you make it fun for them, like if you give them something like hummus or guacamole, but you give them different things to dip it in, or dip into it, like healthy crackers and stuff like that, then it becomes fun. And it's not, oh my God, hummus or guacamole? If you make it fun, it's different. What I know some people do is they put little raisins in it and it looks like ants are walking across the hummus or the guacamole and they think that's cool.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. And, you know, you're talking about, certainly with hummus, a Mediterranean-type diet, which is one of the healthiest in
that's
the
right, you know, and that has very good results. And our brain is made of almost all fat. So you want to, you know, obviously stay away from the trans fats, but you want to give it healthy fats, and those are two good...
Now, you said a protein. Would that be like lunch meat, that kind of thing, or what?
Yes, lunch meat, but make sure you get an all-natural lunch meat that doesn't have... that doesn't have, you know, the nitrates in it.
Yeah, no, that, right, and that's important because the nitrates can be helpful to a lot of kids, too.
Yeah, nitrates aren't good for you, you know, just in general. So you want to make sure you get a healthy one, an all-natural lunch meat, and they have those in the supermarket. And, you know, having chicken or turkey, I'm not a big particular fan of ham, but of another pork. Even a type of beef, as long as it's lean and it doesn't have additives and preservatives in it. You could have tuna, as long as you don't put too much extra stuff in it, like way too much mayonnaise or things like that. You know, you take away the good that you would be getting from the tuna. Or any type of fish that you would put in there. But you want a protein, a healthy fat, each of those should be about a quarter of it, and then about half of it should be fruits and vegetables. And the kids, let them pick out their own fruits and vegetables, and they like them.
Right, and are there any fruits to avoid at all, or vegetables, or are they all pretty good?
They're all, you know, some of them have more starches in it than others, but for the type of stuff that you would pick, which would be like celery or... and let them dip that into the hummus or the guacamole, or carrot sticks, or things of that nature. All of those will be good. You know, you're not going to probably put peas in there, which happen to have a little bit more starch, even though they're one of my favorites. But or corn might have a little bit more starch and a little bit more sugar. But still, compared to what they usually eat and drink, those are great choices. Everything's relative. So compared to what they normally have, but stay away from sugar because our kids are addicted to sugar or simple carbohydrates. And make sure they have water. And then, like I said, if you divided half fruits and vegetables, a quarter of a healthy protein, and a quarter of a healthy fat, they'll be in great shape. It'll help their learning. It'll help them with their weight if they have a weight problem. It'll help with their strength. The fat, like I said, the healthy fats are important for brain growth because, you know, a lot of us, we try to stay away from all fats. And like I said, the brain's made up of almost all fat. So we want to stay away from the unhealthy fats, which is trans fats. You know, they call it hydrogenated oils and things like that. And then if you drink water, especially if you have it a little bit alkaline, that's very helpful for the kids also.
Very good. Well, tell us about your book real quickly, the Green Box.
Oh, yeah. Well, now it's been out for a while, but what it is It's a fun book. It's made really as a family reference, but I made characters, well, the team who wrote the book with me, and we made characters out of all the fruits and vegetables, like Adam Apple, you know, Barry Berry, and things like that, and we made, you know, cartoons out of them. So there's like 26 comic books within the book that they could color on the, you know, it shows you the first page of it, and then each comic book's only two or three pages, and then the back page is the front cover without the colors in it, so they could color in it. It has spelling in it. Each comic book has a little bit of a health theme, and it tells you why, you know, something's healthy for you, why you should eat apples, and different things like that, why you should have protein, and it's a whole story involved in it. It also has a description, and I made it as fun as possible for the kids on all the different fruits and vegetables and proteins, and why they're healthy and what's good about them, and it also has the good guys and the bad guys. And, you know, like the bad guys is the sugar shark or the salt snake, or coal, esterol, and, you know, things like that. And I try to make it fun so you could do it. And then it has real articles in there that the parents would have to read to the kids, like the dangers of sugar, the dangers of salt, and things of that nature. And I just made it fun, but there's lots of stuff in there for the kids, like comic books, coloring, spelling, and things like that. So, and there's recipes in there, there's exercises in there.
So kind of a whole book devoted to that.
Yeah, and I try to make it as kid-friendly as humanly possible.
Well, great. Well, Dr. Cantor, I want to thank you for joining us. Website, drkeithcantor.com, K-A-N-T-O-R. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
All right, very good, Dr. Cantor. Good